The East African community is rapidly evolving. The region of nearly 130 million people has an overall GDP of about $60 billion and is still growing. Over the past 10 years, it has launched a customs union with a phased introduction of common tariffs. In essence, all countries have a uniform set of duties on imports coming from outside the region, and it has eliminated duties on goods and products traded among the East African Community member countries. It has also enacted a common set of regulations called the Common Market Protocol that calls for all countries to adopt common laws on labor, taxation, and immigration. The protocol also promises the free movement of services and workers who are allowed to settle in any of the member countries. Plans are underway for a $50 million regional railway system to be completed over the next 5 years. Tanzania and Kenya are finalizing plans to interconnect their power systems. They are also building a 240-kilometer road and trade route that will connect Arusha to Nairobi and Mombasa. The East African Community was created in 1967 but dissolved 10 years later. Martin Shikuku is a veteran Kenyan politician and a proponent of the regional integration who witnessed the formation and the eventual collapse of the original grouping.
It's not a new idea because we had the same currency during the colonial days. You had no problem in moving from Uganda to Kenya, Kenya to Tanzania. It was after independence that we had this question of immigration coming in. Now, as independent countries, to have an East African community whereby it will be beneficial to all the people of East Africa.
Various factors are blamed for the breakup of the original union, including the differences between Tanzania with a socialist economic system and market-oriented Kenya. Also contributing to the breakup were political differences between rulers, including Idi Amin of Uganda and Julius Nyerere of Tanzania. Today, says University of Nairobi political scientist Peter Wanyande, it's clear to regional leaders that there is more to gain by coming together as a common market.
Integration, particularly the type we are talking about, is usually supported because those member countries believe that there are benefits to be derived. Now, these benefits are not uniform. So Kenya, for example, may benefit in one way, for example, in the economy. Rwanda and Burundi may benefit because they are landlocked and therefore feel that if we had this larger community, it would be easier for their goods to, you know, to be transported and so on and so forth. So it's not very easy to say, yes, Kenya will benefit more or Tanzania will benefit more, because there are different elements of benefits. So each country will join depending on what it thinks it will derive from that union.
Professor Macharia Munene of the Nairobi-based United States International University says with the revival of the East African community, businesses in the region are growing. Already the East African community says over the past 5 years, trade has increased among the five partners by nearly 50%. Among the businesses profiting from an integrated market is the Kenyan-based supermarket chain Nakumat, which is expanding into Uganda and Rwanda.
The ongoing infrastructure construction means that the building industry is going to expand, and expanding very fast. There is also the agricultural industry, large-scale agriculture, is also going to do well. And maybe what might happen is the addition of activities, such that not all do end up doing the same thing. If it turns out that the Ugandans are better at sugar production, it is in the interest of some people in Kenya to do something different. Let the Ugandans worry about the sugar production. The agricultural industry is going to expand in a very big way.
Professor Munene says breaking down barriers to business and boosting job growth among the five states is likely to reduce parochialism and economic tensions. But moving from an economic union to a political one may be more difficult. Professor Wanyande says the larger the East African community becomes, the more difficult it becomes to manage disagreements. And although the grouping also includes a regional court and legislature, problems between them are still decided at a yearly meeting of the so-called summit, an organ of the East African community made up of the heads of state of the five countries that make up the community.
Tensions will continue to exist. For example, it is unfortunate that even after the revival of the community, the summit still plays a very important role in terms of managing the affairs of the community. So that will still create a problem. You remember recently, for example, there was tension between Kenya and Uganda over the Migingo Island, and you can be sure that that could actually affect the meetings of the summit of the Eastern community.
On the other hand, political progress continues, although incrementally. In December, leaders of the East African community pledged to join forces to fight climate change. They will work together to craft a new policy to ensure that food surpluses in one country can help alleviate shortages in another. They are also working to strengthen infrastructure that could help with the production, storage, and transportation of strategic food products from across the region. Supporters say building a strong East African community is just part of boosting African development. Developing economic and political relations between countries of a region is the first step. The next, they say, is strengthening ties among all of Africa's regional blocs until the whole continent is interconnected. Reporting for VOA News, this is Ruben Chama in Nairobi.